She's a former public school teacher turned stay-at-home mom who watched her kids and community decline during COVID school closures. She knew she had to speak up.
No. We are the parents. You are assisting us in the education of our kids, but we are the parents.
He's a talk show host who's made a career covering politics from afar until the toxic politics of his kids' schools became too great to ignore at home.
Who gets to say, who says what is a proper education for a child? Who gets to say that?
Now, Christine Stegall and her husband, Chris, have chosen a new path forward for their child in Christian education. Join them as they explore and experience this important alternative in education for the first time. Welcome to Making the Leap.
You know Pete Hegseth well. Fox and Friends. He was just on Fox. You're almost on every day somewhere, Pete. If it's not on Fox and Friends, you're on one of the Fox shows almost every day. And why shouldn't he be? He's got a brand new book called Battle for the American Mind, Uprooting a Century of Miseducation. Pete, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
And I congratulate you, and I mean this earnestly. You seem to be a real fan favorite. I have watched your work, and I've kind of watched you over the years. People really love what you do and what you stand for. You have a passion, particularly for the field of education, it seems.
Well, I appreciate that. I think I do. I'm so grateful for the platform. Fox is an amazing place to be able to talk about the things that really matter, what people are really feeling. And I think, you know, in the book, we talk about the COVID-19 moment, which is what we call it, when the classroom came into our homes because of COVID and people almost immediately were exposed to what had been hidden from them in the classroom. And what felt like an academic problem or something that was far away was suddenly confronting all of us, and that includes me. So in many ways, I'm learning along with the audience and exploring it too. And, you know, Fox is the biggest rated network for a reason, because we have an amazing audience, and I think they're dialed into the erosion of the same things we see. Faith has been stripped out of the public square, not to mention the public classroom. Families are under assault. Basics like gender, you're defining you by your race are now what the left wants everything defined by. And it brings these issues which were felt political and cultural and somewhere else into everybody's lives. And so I'm a dad, you know, I've got a bunch of kids, and I worry about the world they're going into, the country they're inheriting. And it's on us to do something about it, to give them a fighting chance. So the book Battle for the American Mind is a gift to them, and hopefully to everyone else's kids and grandkids, to say, here's what we can do. Here's what you can do right now if you want to affect the sphere around you, which also obviously has impacts on our country and our culture.
If you don't mind me being personal, and it's none of my business, I'm just curious, because you mentioned that you have kids. I'll share with you my situation first, just to prove to you that I'm being honest broker when I ask you this question. I have three kids, and we pulled our youngest daughter out of public education and put her into a private Christian school in the last year. If we had it to do all over again, Pete, we would have put all three of our kids in a Christian education. My two sons are about to finish out high school, so we're going to kind of let them ride it out. But if I had it to do all over again, I'd do it differently, just because of the kind of the degradation of the public school system. I was curious about your kids' own upbringing and their educations.
I had the same learning experience. I mean, I was a public school kid. My dad was a public school teacher. I assumed they would all go to public school. That was, if good enough for me, good enough for them.
Right.
That was the mindset for sure. Yes, I just next school year will finally have all my kids, all seven of them, in classical Christian school.
Wow.
Two years ago, they were in public school, and then we moved them to a Catholic school, and even that, in my mind,
yes,
was not giving them the best of the best. And it's just, to me, it's the kind of fact we're even moving. We're moving to a school, so in order to do that. It feels like a ticking clock.
Yes.
Like every moment they're not in a classroom that reinforces the things that we care about, I feel like I'm losing time. And so, listen, it's mostly on the home and the church and the parents to fortify, and that's what you're doing. But at the end of the day, why wouldn't I want a school that reinforces that as well? So it's been a journey and a learning experience, but we're finally to a point where, and they're all young, thank goodness, so they'll go through it. But, you know, we'll have a sixth grader who's going into classical Christian for the first year, so he'll have a number of years, but it does feel like a little bit of catch up, and the options are out there now, thank God.
And I will say, Pete Hegseth's book, by the way, is Battle for the American Mind, Uprooting a Century of Miseducation. I'm battling real resentment because, like you, as a product of public education, and my parents, my mother and wife were both public educators too. It breaks my heart. It makes me angry because it really, you know, yeah. My daughter is a seventh grader. She's willing. She's ready. She's doing it. She's enjoying it. But it's been a transition, and I kind of resent it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I resent that we have to do this.
Oh my goodness! You're exactly right. In fact, the biggest feedback I've gotten on the book is from teachers. Saying thank you for writing this, and it's spot on. But second of all, you know how angry they are at the fact that this entire huge part of our society has been co-opted right underneath our noses. This is not an issue of our teachers good.
That's right.
This is about the pipelines that are forcing teachers in a certain direction, and you can't live your values in the classroom unless you are part of the left-wing educational industrial complex. And as a result, here's the scary part. The whole idea that you can move to a zip code or a conservative community and that'll be reflected in your local public school is gone.
Yes.
The pipeline of what feeds that school, the unions, the accreditation, the teachers' colleges, it all comes from the same places. So yes, you may have a great conservative community, but the teachers in that school had to go through a certain program which molds them in a certain direction. Now most of the curriculum is mostly federalized at this point anyway, that they've entirely co-opted this treasure that was our public school system. And for patriots and Christians looking for an alternative, it's just not an option. It shouldn't be an option. And the problem is we pay property taxes,
yep.
We work hard, and you know, two jobs, how do you afford it? It's a real challenge. I mean, school choice is a part of it, but we also have to build our own schools.
Hey, and that's why that Supreme Court, I mean, Pete, you know better than anybody, that's why the Supreme Court ruling this week is so huge, yes?
Huge. I mean, by the way, that is only the latest in a long line of attempts by the government and the left to block any other schooling other than public school. I mean, they almost banned homeschooling.
Yes.
I believe it was in the 80s. They tried to ban it federally. They tried to ban Christian education in Oregon back in the early 20th century. And this was an attempt to block parents' ability to decide where their kids go because they don't live close enough to a public school in a rural area. Huge win from the Supreme Court. And parents need to take advantage of the latitude they've gained because of a good ruling.
The book is called Battle for the American Mind, Uprooting a Century of Miseducation. Pete, what have you learned about, here's something that's just kind of shocked my conscience over the last couple of years, and that's the role of the school board, or the inactivity in some cases. I find they kind of fall into one of two camps, sort of a subversive element that's very, very knowledgeable to the detriment of the culture and the community and the kids and the school and the teachers, and then the other who's sort of I don't know, maybe well-intentioned, but too busy to pay attention and just sort of rubber stamps whatever the radicals want. That's kind of what I've seen our school boards made up of.
I think that's fair. I mean, most of our school boards, if we're being honest, have been co-opted by the teachers' unions.
Yes.
They're effectively arms of the unions. They're low-profile races. Most people aren't paying attention. And so as a result, radicals or hand-picked school board members end up winning. Thankfully, there's been a change in that. You were seeing, conservatives and patriots run for school boards and win once they know what's at stake. But and I say this in the book, and I mean it kindly because I love what people are doing standing up at their school boards. But I call that, it's kind of like charging a fortified machine gun nest with Nerf guns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we salute your efforts, but you're probably going to die because the institutions are so big and strong and powerful that they squelch dissent. So if you're going to run for school board, you better put on the armor of God and
Amen.
Go in there being ready to fight, because otherwise nothing's going to change.
And what you said is, we've been hammering this home too, don't assume that just because your child is enrolled in a Christian school, a Catholic school, a private school, don't assume the radical stuff can't permeate those places too.
Oh my goodness, it's worse in some of those places.
Yeah.
Especially some of the more elite schools. And if I would say this, I say this kindly as well, sort of casually Christian schools, like we sprinkle a little God on top.
Yeah.
The progressive prerogatives, I mean, this is where the story of the takeover is so important in the book Battle for the American Mind. Even if you're in a private school that is Christian, the curriculum is progressive. The progressives rewrote the curriculum 100 years ago, and the structure of school. So the bell ringing, that's a progressive thing. The social studies, seven periods in the day, even the Pledge of Allegiance was created by a socialist. It didn't say under God originally. It was meant to form allegiance to the state and pull kids away from God. So there, it's a twisted story when you read it all, but it helps you understand how they've captured it. So when you're taking social studies with your new prerogatives, you're taking a progressive view of education that is not how our founders were ever educated, steeped in Greek and Latin and history great books. That's all been stripped out, and that's what we're trying to rediscover.
Final question, Pete Hegseth. The book Battle for the American Mind, Uprooting a Century of Miseducation. I am not bullish on public education at all. In fact, with this Supreme Court ruling, I kind of wonder if in the next 10 years we're not going to see a wholesale, with the report of massive teachers migrating out of public education, leaving early, retiring, quitting. Couple that with students and parents that are moving on to other private forms of education. I don't know that this is sustainable, is it?
I don't think it is, and I hope it's not, frankly. That's what we argue for in the book, is that I think parents should retreat from the public schools, find alternatives for their kids, start alternatives. We should fight for universal educational tax credits so the dollars follow the parents. And once public schools feel under threat, they'll be, you would hope, based on market competition, they'll be forced to respond to the consumer and create a product that actually delivers. Because I don't want to leave kids behind in failing schools.
No.
In inner cities or rural areas where there aren't many or any options. They need to get better as well. So I think the system has to collapse in order to change, because going along with the status quo is not going to get it done.
You did a Fox Nation special as well, did you not? Not too long ago on this subject.
It's called The Miseducation of America on Fox Nation. It's now a 6-episode series. Helps further unravel and visualize what's happening in elementary schools, in middle schools, in public schools and private schools. Yes.
I hope people will watch it. It's so important. Pete, thank you for lending your voice and calling attention to it on such a big platform. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
Making the Leap is a podcast presentation courtesy of the Herzog Foundation. Please rate and comment on the show, as well as subscribe so you never miss an episode. And we'll see you next time on Making the Leap.